station. Has anyone ever turned to you in a restaurant and said, "This pork is really zesty, and it's tangy, too"? My comment, "Hey, zesty, I got something tangy for you." And watch out for the word flavored. Lemon-flavored drink. Oh, yeah? Let me know if you spot any trace of a goddamn lemon in there. There's even a pet food that calls itself a chicken-flavored treat. Well, a dog doesn't know what chicken tastes like. He might like it if you give him some, but he's not going to say, "Oh, good, I was hoping we'd have something chicken-flavored again." One grows so tired of beef. The last one of these bullshit food words is natural. And these comments are directed at all you environmental jack-offs out there. The word natural is completely meaningless. Everything is natural. Nature includes everything. It's not just trees and flowers and the northern spotted owl. It's everything in the universe. Untreated raw sewage, polyester, toxic chemical waste, used bandages, monkey shit. It's all perfectly natural. It's just not real good food. But you know something? It is zesty. And it's tangy, too. Bon appetit, consumers. I have a few complaints about retail stores. When did they pass a law that says the people who make my sandwiches have to be wearing gloves? I'm not comfortable with this at all. I don't want glove residue all over my food. It's not sanitary. Who knows where these gloves have been? Let's get back to the practice of human hands making sandwiches for human beings. And we have to stop this tipping people for counter service thing. No one should get a tip for standing erect, moving a few feet to one side, and picking up a muffin. The sign on the pathetic little tin cup says tips would be appreciated. Well, so would some fucking decent service. Let's be honest, folks. There's not a great deal of IQ floating around behind these counters. Maybe in their homelands, some of these people might pass for intelligent, but to me, if they live in this country and can't speak English, their IQ plunges around 300 points. I shouldn't have to leave a tip in order to pay for someone's English lessons. And store clerks, you should not be on the phone when you're waiting on me. I'm going to repeat that. You should not be on the phone when you're waiting on me. When I, the customer, walk up to the counter, the phone should be put down. And if it rings while you're waiting on me, let it ring. After 10 rings, pick it up, and without even saying hello, say, "I'm currently waiting on an actual paying customer who has money and has had the courtesy to come into the store to transact business. I will get to you when the store is empty. Stay on the line if you wish, but I may not get to you till sundown." Then smile at me and say, "Where were we?" The in-store customer should always come first. And where did this new rule come from that says the second person standing online in a store has to hang back and leave about 6 feet of space between himself and the customer being waited on? You know, one person is already up at the counter, and the next person is standing back 5 or 6 feet, leaving all this unused space. When did this shit start? And I'm not talking about stores where there's an obvious central feeder line, one line that feeds a number of counter positions. I'm talking about an individual line that feeds a single counter. And these dopey people hang back like they're afraid of offending someone. This has obviously grown out of some perverted, politically correct impulse. Move up, motherfucker. Take up the slack. You know what I do when I'm behind one of these timid jack-offs? I step right in front of him and take his place in line. If he doesn't like it, I say, "You should have moved up, twat face. Don't you know space is at a premium? I gave you a full minute and you didn't move. Now I'm next." I also get very unhappy with people in supermarkets who stop their carts in the middle of the aisle and just stand there looking at the soup. They don't know what they want, so they're looking. Parked! In the middle of the aisle, they're trying to decide. Why would you go to a supermarket if you didn't know what you wanted? You know how I shop? I enter the store with a list in my hand, and I move quickly through the aisles from item to item, and I'm in the parking lot before Hamlet has figured out if the cream of mushroom is a better bargain than the chicken with stars. I say, know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there. That's how you shop. Hello there. I'm a cockroach. Listen, I'm going to keep this to a minimum because I got to get back to the kitchen and eat a bunch of crumbs that I spotted on the table. Plus, there's a little puddle of gravy on the left side of the sink near the drain that nobody noticed. Okay, here's my deal. Bug sprays. We don't like them, we don't need them, we don't want them. We say get rid of them, okay? That's it. Otherwise, if you don't do what we want, we're going to crawl all over your face while you're asleep. We'll even go up your nose. We don't care. Thanks. I'll see you later. And for Christ's sakes, turn out the lights, will you please?